Well, the police gave me a charge that I don't fully understand. They say that the charge they gave me was conduct likely to cause a breach of peace, just because when I left court, because I was attending to a case that they had slapped on me and my members of parliament 2 weeks before for unlawful assembly. And when I came out, we had information in terms of the destabilization that is going on in the opposition. And we had information that, an equivalent of $500,000 had been put up by the PF government to destabilize the party. And we gave that information, and I think the government reacted, saying that that information I gave out has the capacity to destabilize the country. So I was quite shocked that anybody would make a statement like that.
Now, but don't you think that when you make such an allegation without any empirical proof, the police will have to maintain law and order, and as such, they could find that quite disturbing?
Not really, no. I was not accusing the government. I was accusing another political party, and we do have information. So there's no problem there. We do have empirical evidence. Our fight, really, as MMD, is to ensure that democracy is upheld in this country. And over the past 2 months, the PF government has left the fulfillment of their promises, and they've concentrated on finding ways to destroy democracy. Right from the poaching of members of parliament and to spending money in destabilizing political parties in the opposition. And what we are saying is that we are tired of this, and they need to concentrate on delivering on the promises they made and allow democracy to thrive and allow the political parties in the opposition to effectively provide the necessary checks and balances. And I think that it is our right, once we identify a threat by government that is detrimental to democracy, that we highlight that point, and I think we will continue to do that.
Now, Dr. Mumba, some people have said that your leadership of the MMD itself is being challenged. Defections have been announced in the Luapula provinces, and they blame you for that, and some are even demanding that you step down. How are you addressing these concerns within your own party structure?
Well, firstly, I think that it is important to understand that we just had an election at the national convention at which I won with a majority of 70%. And I think even in the country, MMD has the president who has the largest mandate from the entire country. And so we don't have a problem with that. I think this problem you're talking about is not an inside problem. It is a problem incited by the same money that we're talking about. They have sponsored a few groups of people that have gone around and using the media. There are very few of them, and trying to project the fact that there's a problem with our leadership. There's absolutely no complaint in terms of where we're going as a party. I think the PF government is feeling the pressure from the MMD under our leadership. And this is why they are trying to do whatever they can to destroy the opposition, including myself. On the defections that you've talked about, again, it is part of the propaganda that are started by the PF government. The money that they are putting, they are using statements like the entire Luapula Executive Committee has defected to the PF. That is a total lie. There are only four people that moved to the PF, and we were aware that they were campaigning for the PF in the province. And so it's propaganda that is really intense, and we are handling it, and we are fighting it, and the Zambian people on the ground are deciding what they want at the next election.
Now, Dr. Mumbers, why blame somebody else when you are having internal political wranglings from the rank and file? An executive member of your party has called on you to resign, and there seem to be quite some agitations within your party.
Well, I don't think we have a party problem, in my view. What we have here is that we had a chief executive of the party who was the national secretary that was disciplined by the National Executive Committee and expelled from the party. And, you know, he had a few people that were disgruntled and didn't like the action that was taken by the National Executive Committee. It has very little to do with me. I am a member of the National Executive Committee, but I'm not the one who expelled him. It was the National Executive Committee. So these reactions that you're hearing are from people who believe they own the party and nobody can discipline them or nobody can, tell them that they can move out of the party if they don't conduct themselves properly. So that doesn't mean Nevis Mumba is not providing leadership to the party. It's injured people that feel that their person should not have been disciplined. And the party cannot stop just because of that. MMD is too big for one individual person to think they own it. So I don't think the problem you're talking about is a problem that is widespread in the party. But I think a few of the people that are disgruntled over the decision of the National Executive Committee are expressing their views, and we are going to take a stand on that.
Not a single day goes by without any negative story coming from the MMD. Now, don't you think that this is going to turn a lot of Zambians off your party following all these negativity in your party with party executives apparently fighting against each other or trading accusations or some of the party members calling on you to resign because they said you don't have the vision to lead the MMD to victory in the next elections, among all these things? So don't you think that this will tarnish the brand of the MMD ahead of next general elections?
I don't think so. I think you have to understand what's happening on the ground. What is happening on the ground, to just be blunt with you, is the fact that the PF understands that if we had an election very soon, under my leadership, MMD would win that election. What they don't want is for Nevis Mumba to remain president of MMD. The reason why 70% of the people voted for Nevis Mumba is because they know who Nevis Mumba for the past 25 years. I've been in public life. They know what I'm able to deliver. They know my type of leadership. So there's no question about us being able to deliver at the next election. But that is precisely why the MMD is being fought. That is precisely why these groups have been sponsored within our party, to give the impression that the party is in a crisis. The only thing that I can say is that we are working on managing this process, and our leadership is meeting to make sure that we remain firm on the disciplinary case that we executed, and we are not going back on it, because that's what people want us to do. They said, you got this guy out of office, we have to fight until Nevis gets out of office. But that's not the way democracy works. I think that we do not feel that the situation we are facing is insurmountable. The ruling party is doing their best, but I think we are able to manage this issue in the next few weeks.